This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
In the back seat, Simon, we have some special guests.
We do, we do. We've got Ben and Bryce from The Bean Project. Welcome to the station, guys.
Hey.
Tell us a little bit about The Bean Project. When did you guys start?
We only started probably a year and a half ago, I'd say. It was originally my acoustic project, just solo, and then we just started jamming together, and then, I don't know, we just decided that we might start gigging together and writing together and stuff.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So tell the name, The Bean Project. How did that all come about?
Originally, like I said, it was my solo project, and my nickname was Bean.
Okay.
In high school, I don't know. High school people are stupid. And
tell me about it.
And I misspelled my name one time actually, so I added an I don't know. It was a Facebook thing. And then I just thought it was a stupid name, and people don't take band names that seriously anyway. So it's good to it's like a relaxed. You know,
good. It's out there sticks now. It's really good.
That's right, exactly. Now, you boys were in Freezer's Battle of the Bands, and you won the thing.
We did.
How did you get there? So, what journey have you taken from the beginnings right through to being in front of these massive crowds for Freezer's event?
So, essentially, it starts off with the small regional heats. So, we actually played one in Warburton, but then we went on to play one in Moorabbin. So, it just grows in size. So, the first one. The first ones are pretty small and the quality isn't necessarily as good, but everyone's sort of having a crack and that's great. And then we played in Moorabbin and that was really good. And then in Croydon, so that was the Eastern Metro. And then we played at Moomba.
Wow.
With bands from Ballarat, from Gippsland.
Wow.
So, yeah.
A Victorian showdown there,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So it's statewide. So we're really happy we got through all those heats, and you meet some really cool people along the way, which we did, and it's been super valuable.
Awesome. Excellent.
What's been the result of you winning the Battle of the Bands?
Well, there's a pretty good set of prizes.
Yeah, I got a lot of prizes. So we got like mixing and mastering at Hot House Studios.
Oh, wow.
And we get a run of 50 t-shirts. We get logo design.
Yeah,
they'll print 500 CDs for us.
Yeah, wow. It's like $11,000 worth of stuff that you don't want to have to pay for. Yeah,
exactly. What a great kickstart. That's
exactly,
awesome.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So we're trying to make the most of that in the next year, because we're both studying at the moment still until the end of the year. And so at the start of next year, we want to have it all ready to go. So this is definitely helped us.
Excellent.
Equipped for that.
Now, look, the reason why these two boys are with us is because they are considered youth. I'm well past that age bracket, and you certainly are, Simon.
Oh yeah, I missed that train a while ago.
Because it is national. It is National Youth Week. Joy celebrating with a whole lot of people, young people coming in and having a chat about life. Is there anything that you thought was with your performance and your win, for example? At Freezer, Battle of the Bands. Something that you weren't expecting was different. You've learned something new. Life is a bit different for you now than what it was a little while ago.
I feel like probably for me, I guess for you too, that you, especially in music, you have to go out and get what you want. Things aren't handed to you. Mm-hmm. In high school, I was just cruising through going, someone's going to tell me when this thing's due.
Mm.
And someone's going to tell me if I have to do something to get something else. But now, especially, as I said, especially in the industry, you have to go and get it, and you have to go and like fight to get it as well. So you have to email venues, you have to call people, you have to hassle people to get paid. I think that's probably my biggest learning curve. What about you?
Oh, I think that's pretty damn good. I think I'm just going to agree.
I still wish that people came to me with with things, with answers. Like, it would be nice. It would be nice. Just to relax a little bit sometimes.
Silver platter. You know,
I would love a silver platter. I would love one. Great.
Look, one thing that I do like about these guys is that I'm looking at the instruments and we've got an amazing guitar and a French horn.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in this day and age, when you think youth and music, you think of some half-naked chick swinging from a wrecking ball and something completely destroyed by Pitbull.
Yes.
So, it's really nice that you guys are bringing something different to the world of music.
Mm.
So, have you ever looked at, I suppose, looking at these trends, unfortunately, I'll use that word,
trends.
which are happening in the music industry and sort of incorporating them or sort of having them influence your music, or you're really happy with what you're doing and that's your style?
Well, I'd say our music probably has a pop sensibility just because that's what I grew up listening to and that's what I guess what you grow up on.
Mm.
But you, I guess, played a lot of jazz and...
Yeah, I listen to a lot of jazz and play quite a bit of jazz, but... It's definitely not jazz what we play together.
No. But
a little bit of it seeps in there.
Yeah, exactly. So I think all of that stuff has even, you know, subconsciously affected what we do.
Mm.
But you know, it's good to have a French horn to stand out because I haven't heard anyone else in what we play French horn, and so that's. That's good.
That's good. You need to have that sort of individual style too.
Yeah, so especially with such a saturated musical place like Melbourne.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I was going to learn how to play French horn in high school.
Oh, were you?
But I was persuaded to play trombone instead.
Oh.
Mm. I know.
I thought you were more of a recorder person.
No, I was a real musician.
Had a Little Lamb?
No. I'm not good with anything that has a treble clef in front of it, but give me a bass clef, I'm good to go.
Oh, look out.
I know. Mm. I'm sort of a bass person. I did the...
Like Megan Trainor.
I did the oompa boompa bits in the band. You know, so that was my job. The boys are going to play a song. I'm going to play a song first.
Okay.
And then the boys are going to play a song just so I can make sure all these buttons work. It's something from you from Tim Omaji.
Now, we don't want you to run.
No, it's Tim Omaji. Tim Omatic. Something new for him. It's called Something About You. It's okay, boys. We're not comparing you at all. Don't worry. It's the Beam Project. You're in the backseat. Enjoy. Simon and Michael here with the boys of the Bean Project, Ben and Bryce. And Ben and Bryce are going to play a track. Now, Simon, apparently this song has no title. So I think it's an unnamed song. Now, I think while we're playing, what we should do is think of a title.
Mm.
And if you have your own ideas for a title, send them through 0427JOY949. We can put them all on a big bit of butcher's paper.
Oh, and a bit we can of a workshop.
We workshop the
brainstorm.
Title. Yeah, it's a great idea. That's the sort of thing we do for people here on Joy. We help. So the boys, one is a one has got a guitar. One has got a French horn. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's the Beam Project, boys. Take it away. Bum bum and bum 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 me in the streets, in towns and big cities. I know to watch my back. I blink the same shade of red. It's in your heart and in your head, but I can't bleed no more. It's in pieces. And I can't bleed no more. No, I won't. No, I won't. Can't fit these scars. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Lately it's been hard. No, I won't. No, I won't. 'Cause I can't fit these scars. Bum bum and dum bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum me in the streets, in towns and mixed cities, I know to watch my back. I blink the same shade of red, it's in your heart and in your head, but I can't bleed no more. It's in pieces. Scars.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
Lately it's been hard.
No, I won't, no, I won't.
'Cause I can't fit these scars. Bum, 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 bum. Can't fit these scars.
Oh, that's a well done project. Well done. Oh, I quite enjoyed that.
That was amazing.
That was wonderful. That was good. Now, have you thought of us up a title, Simon? Have you thought of a title?
Oh, look, Sunday Sessions was just jumping into my head. I could imagine sitting back with a beer and, you know, a bit of nice weather and some grass.
That has no connection at all.
No, it doesn't, but that's where it took me.
Well, I'm
so
glad.
Maybe I need to draw inspiration from that.
There's a reason why you're not a songwriter, isn't there?
Oh, there's many good reasons.
That's true, yeah. Look, if you've got an idea for a title, 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au, I must say, friend, if I didn't know you had a French horn, I would have thought you had a trumpet with your hand up it. Because it sounded very trumpety. I'm impressed.
Yeah, thank you.
It's not far off the truth. Because he does have his hand up it all the whole time.
It's true.
It's much cheaper to have your hand than to buy one of those plastic cup thing, pluggy things. So it's I understand.
It's a musician thing.
Exactly.
Also the zip ties.
How old is the French horn?
This one's about 45 years old.
Wow.
It's a classic.
The zip ties, I'm a professional. If you need your horn serviced, give me a yell. And
you might get some very interesting emails with that, with that advertisement.
You are a bad person. Bad person. Boys, we have to have some news in a second. Look, are you up for another song?
Indeed.
Now, Simon, we've got Ben and Bryce of the Bean Project still in the studio because I like the music so much, I thought I would keep going. I made the decision myself. I didn't ask you. I just decided myself. Is that okay with you?
You probably could hang around longer if you had a Freemasons remix. Now,
look, Freemasons, Seventh Heaven, yeah. Any of those.
Big at this station. Then.
Yeah, you'd be on all the time then. Be fine.
And we have said before, if Twinkle Twinkle Little Star had a Freemasons remix or a Dave or Day remix,
it'd be on
playlist, wouldn't it?
Yeah, immediately. Mm. Hello to Chris. Now, our music director. Now, lads, what have you got in store for us this time?
We thought we might do a cover this time of a great man, Johnny Cash.
Oh, hello. A bit of country in a different way. What's the song called?
Ring of Fire.
Awesome.
That's a night after Indian. It's the Bean Project. It's a Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire in the back seat. Take it away, boys. Thank you.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, well, I fell into a ring of fire. And I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And the taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. And I fell for you like a child, and oh, well, the fire went wild. And I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Oh, well done.
Wow, that was amazing.
That's fun. That's good fun. That's the that is music. That's what I enjoy.
I love a good cover, and I like when people can strip back a classic and make it something their own. And yeah, it shows how talented you are.
We're suckers for, a bit of Johnny Cash. Thank you.
Now, boys, if people want to catch you live and hear the amazingness of you live, I suppose on the wireless, how can they do that? Where are you going to be?
Well, we're going to be playing at the Retreat Hotel in Brunswick on Sydney Road. On the 21st of April, so that's on a Tuesday in 2 weeks.
Or school night.
Yeah.
School night. Mm.
So
get some rest beforehand for
exactly.
A big night.
And we'll be on from 7 p.m.
That's okay then.
That's reasonable.
Good time. You have an EP coming out soon?
Yeah, we do. We're just finishing up recording at the moment, actually. So it should be out in middle of May.
Wow.
How can people keep track of you then?
Well, if you're looking for the EP, we'll put it on Facebook. It'll probably be free for the first week or so. So we're just Facebook. It's just The Bean Project. Yeah, you can just search us up and you'll find us there.
Awesome. B-E-A-N.
Yeah, not the has-been yes. project. Not yet.
That's for us.
Yeah.
We'll have all the details, of course, on the website at joy.org.au/backseat as well. Thank you, boys, for coming in.
Thanks,
Bean
guys.
Project,
no
Ben and Bryce.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime. Look, it's National Youth Week here on Joy. There's nothing. Why not? We had a fiery hole. The fiery ring.
I'm wondering where you're taking this.
I'm going to go now to a Janthem, right, from Taylor Dane. This one is A Floor on Fire.
Fire.
Well, I like that one, yeah. It's a Thin Red Man radio edit. Thanks, boys. You're in the back seat here on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.